Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to Capital City Podcast. This is your host, Preston. Thank you guys for tuning in. We definitely appreciate you. Today, we're going to talk about how you can get your feet planted into a business, an income generator that is projected to be around $897 billion by the end of 2024. Imagine that. You have an opportunity that's sitting and waiting for you, and a lot of people don't even know is there, but the opportunity is there, and we're going to talk about that today. But before we do, I just want to tap on two things. One, the $1 Million Challenge is up and running. We're going. So if you haven't started, you can start it because it's your 365 days and no one else's, right? So the idea is to grow to $1 million in 365 days. And I know that you may think it's unrealistic if you haven't achieved it before, but you can. So what we want to do today, this week, actually, what we want to do is we want you to actually post up in the hashtag. So the $1 Million Challenge, we're running through Instagram, and the hashtag is hashtag MDIN365. I want you to follow that, but I also want you to post, what are you doing to generate income now? So I just want you to tell me what your career is, what you're doing at this point right now. It doesn't have to be what you plan on doing. It could be you're a teacher, you're an engineer. Just be like, you know, just post a picture of what you are, what you do as your career, or all the ways you earn income. This is how I make my money. And then in the description, just hashtag it, MDIN365. Post it on the board. Let's engage on it. You know, so we're going to talk to people how they can grow. And then you can follow me also on Instagram at PBakerNYC. If you haven't followed me, make sure you follow me because we're posting regularly. We try to throw little quotes and little tips out there as regular as possible. And we definitely want to continue to engage with our Capital City community. So we do appreciate you guys. The next thing I want to let you know is that the website is almost officially done. And guess what? You can actually look at it right now. We tried to make it as mobile friendly as possible. From the feedback we received, a lot of people were watching our website through their mobile. Listening to the podcast through their mobile. So we wanted the website to reflect that. And we think we did a pretty good job, but we'll get your opinions on it. But it allows you to see different things. You could check the different pages we have, podcasts. You could see all the old podcasts. You can see different things. MDIN 365 is going to be up there, and it just gives you opportunity to look through all. You can subscribe to any of the channels, any of the platform. So we're trying to make it good, and we're going to add, as we have events and as we have different things coming along, merch and all these kind of things, we're going to tap onto that. So we look forward to you checking out. Take a look. And now we're just going to get right into it because I don't want to take all of your time. You know me. I like to keep it short and simple and right to the point. So just remember to follow me at PBakerNYC on Instagram and follow that hashtag and post something this week. Post something this week. Hashtag MDIN365. Just look it up. Just put it in your search box just like you were looking for a person. So back to this business idea. We have opportunity, and it's out there. A lot of people just don't know about it. But in 2005, a company called Prosper was the first company to actually partake in this method of earning income. And what it is peer-to-peer lending and peer-to-peer business lending. So what happens is a lot of times these banks make it hard. You know, their underwriting process is so hard for the regular person to earn some, you know, to get a loan, that Prosper was one of the companies that came up with this idea of, what if we took money from the average Joe who has disposable income just sitting in a savings account, not earning any interest, and we take their money and we gain them some interest off of loaning out their money. And what we're going to do, what they do is they mitigate the risks, right? So they're going to do an underwriting process to make sure these people are capable of paying back the loans. They check their credit, they check their business, they check their resume, you know, and they do the contracting. They have a fee, they have fees for it as well. And they take a percentage of the interest on the loan. And they don't, you don't, the person doesn't directly connect with you, so you don't have to deal with this person. You know how it is to loan somebody money that's a friend or whatever, right? They don't want to do contracts. I believe in contracts with everything and interest with everything. So if I'm doing a peer-to-peer loan, I'm always going to make sure that you're going to get some interest and you're going to get some return on your dollar. But most of my friends don't want to do that. So this is what they take away from us. So they do the contracting and they do everything. You just turn in the money, they send you the check. So that's a beautiful thing. It gives you an opportunity to gain money. Now, there's differences of the kind of loans they are, and I'm just going to go basic level. So you have collateralized loans and you have uncollateralized loans, the unsecured loans. Collateralized loans have a lower interest rate. So let's say you had a 14% interest rate, company's taking a percentage and they're taking a fee, and they may say, well, you're going to get 8% or 7%. That, and you put in $5,000 or $10,000. Then $10,000, you would have earned $700. Now, if the term is a year or 6 months, that's what you'll choose, but you're going to be earning that, and that's going to be a way to put your money while it's sitting and you're not doing anything with it. It's gaining some kind of interest, as opposed to the bank, which is giving you less than 1%. Or, you know, because most of the times people put monies in CDs for a year and they only get 2%, but now you're able to get more out of your dollar, more chance to make more earning and build that passive income from just loaning out money, you know. But so the uncollateralized loans can go like 8%. So you definitely get less interest, but you have more opportunity. It's less of a risk because it's collateralized and it's something, you know, something of value that's connected to the deal. There's a collateral assignment connected to the actual loan. So if they do default, there's something there that, you know, can be turned to cash, right? Uncollateralized are a lot more risky. I mean, both are risky, but that's less risky because there's collateral. But uncollateralized is a lot more risky, but there's a lot more to gain from it, because those are loans such as merchant loans where you have a loan that could give you more than, you know, 26%, 30%. Sometimes these people are at 40% based on their ability to take loans and whatnot. So you can get a high, you can get a 20% maybe, and your amount of loan coming in. So that's the idea of that, you know, collateralized versus uncollateralized. But the opportunity is there, because even that company, Prosper, since 2005, has $12 billion in loans. That's $12 billion in loans that they have since 2005 to date. And they're projecting this business to continue to grow. Now, this is only one of the companies. There's so many companies involved in it now that, I mean, it's just growing fast. And it's only been around since 2005. So you imagine that's like less than 20 years. And for it to have this amount of growth shows that there's a need for it. And that's what you want in a business or any opportunity, is that there is a need for it. And a lot of times these banks do take a long time. So you have the opportunity here. Like I said, they project this business on a global scale to be valued at bringing in $897 billion by the end of 2024. That's an amazing thing right there. And I think that if I were you, looking into what things I can do with my money and how I can generate more money without having to put in more work, this is one of those passive income streams that people talk about all the time. You know, we talk about real estate being a passive income stream. We talk about different types of things, and you want to see your money generate some kind of income. I'm always one for, now whether you choose to go in this route or not, I just wanted to give you the information. And this is the basic information. You can go and Google it and search it up and just look at the different companies, because they'll tell you. I didn't want to promote any company, but I did want to acknowledge there was a first company. But, you know, do the information. But you always, I'm big on making sure that people actually have interest gaining accounts. Like, all your money should be gaining some kind of interest. Don't sit your money in the bank. If you have 50 grand, 100 grand, and you saved it and you put it in the bank, you're not impressing me. I can tell you right now, you're not impressing me. If that money's not turning over something, then what are you doing with it? Just spend it then, because it's a waste of money. You know, you want to make your money grow to the point you don't have to work, right? That's the idea. So I hope you guys enjoyed that one. I just want to tap onto that. Definitely make sure you do two things for me. straight to the point I wanted to get there today. If you have any questions, definitely reach out to me. Go to the website, capitalcitypodcast.com. In the contact us section, you can reach out to us, or from Anchor, you can actually make a voice call question and you can save it and send it to us. But I do want you to do two things for me right now, and I really do appreciate if you do this. Whatever platform you're listening to us, whether it's Apple Podcasts or Spotify or any of the platforms, Google Podcasts, Anchor, please leave us a review. You know, subscribe to it. Leave us a review. Tell us what you think of the podcast. If we're hitting anything, if there's something that you would love to learn, definitely put a review and definitely share it on your social media. The reason why we ask this is because we want to spread the word. We want to get this in. We want to grow our community. And the only way to grow is with the people in our community, because we want to grow organically. We want to know that we're talking about the right things. We're giving out good, genuine information, and that it's connecting and that you're sharing it, because it's no point in keeping all this information. You're not just holding on to this information is not going to make you one step ahead of this other person. It might help you grow, because I learned that in our network, the more we share information, the more you learn. Iron sharpens iron. So don't be afraid to start a conversation or a group chat just based on some of the topics we're talking about. All right, so guys, follow me on Instagram at PBakerNYC. Follow that hashtag. We're in the $1 million challenge. I'm not going to let up on you guys. All right, don't let up on me, because I won't let up on you. Hashtag MDIN365. Have a great day, and till next time. Thanks.